Very long morning, to say the least, but great experience. Just talking with all the guys, you know, creating a relationship with all the guys and just seeing what everybody's mindset is.
What is it that makes you play the game with such a physical nature?
I love the game of football, and I was brought on toughness. And, you know, play the game of football, you have to be tough, and you have to, it's a thinking game.
Where'd that come from? Where'd that toughness come from?
My father really instilled it in me at a young age, you know. When I used to fall on the ground, and I think I hurt myself. He'll just tell me to get back up, you know, and just keep going, and, you know, it caught up with me later in life.
So there'd be blood dripping down your arm, and he'd say you're all right?
Yeah, he'd say I'm all right. Just rub it off and keep it moving.
A lot of people have talked about that physicality during the box. How about how do you feel you are?
I feel like I'm a very versatile player. You know, I can drop in the middle of the field and cover a lot of range, you know, and just break on the ball.
There are any guys in the NFL you like watching?
I became a huge fan of Cam Chancellor after this past season, just seeing the thing that he does on the field and how he can affect the game so much.
Did you play more in the box or in the box?
My first 2 years at Louisville, I played mostly in the middle of the field, but after becoming a playmaker, you know, causing fumbles and getting interceptions, you know, coaches start moving me around, having the ability to play all over the place.
Is Clint Dix someone you've watched, and how do you compare to him?
I haven't really watched Clinton Dix that much. I focus on myself and focus on what I need to work on and what my strengths and weaknesses are, and just go from there.
Do you feel like you're the top safety in this draft?
I do feel like that. I'm very confident in my game, and my film speaks for itself.
What is it that makes you the top safety in this draft?
Just all the different things I can do. I can play strong safety, free safety. I can come up and hit. I feel I can cover. Just playmaker, and I'm a leader.
Did you blitz much?
I do.
Do you know the teams that need safeties? Do you look at that, talk to your agent about that maybe?
Some teams came about, Rams, Green Bay, Chicago, Dallas, a few teams.
Have you talked to Chicago?
I have. Matter of fact, my defensive line coach, Clint Hurt, he's at Chicago now, so he'd be feeding me and giving me updates on that, how everything's going.
Have you talked to the Cowboys yet?
No, I haven't.
Did you already talk to the Cowboys?
No, ma'am.
Calvin, how do you balance a line between being too physical but still trying to be an enforcer out there on the field?
In today's game, you have to watch how you tackle people and make sure you don't have no head-to-head on collision. So I mainly just try to wrap up and just use my shoulder pads.
Is it a good time to be a safety in the NFL with what Earl and Cam have done and Ed Reed and Polamalu and some of these guys to show how important the safety position is in the NFL now?
It's a great need for the NFL, and with the NFL being a passing league now, you know, you need more DBs out there that can make plays on the ball.
What makes the safety position so difficult to play?
You have to do so much. You have to come up and support the run, or you have to drop back in safety. It's just not like a corner where you just think pass all day most of the time. You have to think and adjust during the game.
Do you think you have a high football IQ, and if so, just how important is that at your position where you're kind of the quarterback of things?
I do, because safety is all about angles. Football is an angle game. You have to have an IQ, and you know what's going on. You have to understand formations and how people are going to motion, and you have to adjust to those things. So you have to be a smart football player at safety.
Were you kind of that quarterback at Louisville on defense?
Actually, me and Hakeem Smith, the guy I played with, we both made the calls depending on the passing screen.